In Bostock v. Clayton County, Georgia, which was combined with two other cases, Gorsuch wrote that the straightforward application of the terms in Title 12, according to their ordinary public meaning at the time of its enactment, meant that an employer violates the law when he intentionally fires an individual in part on sex. In a logical and legal leap, Gorsuch then argued that includes sexual orientation and gender ideology, since those concepts are related to sex. But wouldn't the left argue that sex is a gender construct, that it's a social construct, that it's always flowing, and that they have told you, I've made this argument before, I made this argument in a Homeland Security class, that they tell you that sex is not related to gender. Right? They've said gender and sex are two different things. Blah, blah, blah. And yet Gorsuch says, no, shut up. They're the same. Gorsuch makes that leap. How many times do they tell us sex and gender are not the same thing? Sex and gender are not the same thing. Obviously, one is different than the other. Gorsuch says, shut up, little girl, boy, whatever you are. They're the same now. Then Gorsuch reasoned, the article continues, it means the employer is treating individuals differently because of their sex. An employer cannot escape liability by showing that it treats men and women comparably as groups. The employer has violated the law, even if it subjects all males and female, homosexual, and transgender employees to the same treatment. So pretty much you're screwed. You're screwed. Gorsuch dismissed as irrelevant the historical fact that none of the legislators who passed the Civil Rights Act in 1964 would have ever expected or contemplated the Title 12's ban on employment discrimination on the basis of sex would apply to a man hired by a funeral home who then told his new employer, the R.G. and G.R. Harris Funeral Home, that he planned to live and work full-time as a woman. I mean, black people got to be pissed when you talk to them, because they've taken the civil rights movement and they've just kind of, like how the National Rifle Association has taken the Second Amendment to every gun case and incorporated it. They've taken over the civil rights movement and turned it into the gay, the homosexual sodomy movement. Right? The Civil Rights Act of 1964 was not written so a dude could chop off his wang and then be like, and then turn into Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. That was not, Martin Luther King did not speak at the Lincoln Memorial. So he's like, I have a dream. One day men will chop off their wieners and run around as women. No, that was not part of the deal. I want women to think they're dudes. Where is this? What kind of white guilt does Gorsuch have that he's going to try and take something that did not exist and just crowbar it into the Civil Rights Act of 1964? Is it the new magical law? I told you, you got to hold on with the bear brief, man. You got to hold on. I didn't say anything derogatory. Easy. Where is that? I have a dream. Yeah, right? None of it dealt with transgender surgery. None of it dealt with things that I'm pretty sure Dr. King would not have been down with. Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King had a lot of things that he struggled with in life, but I'm pretty sure he was not down with the movement. Let's see. The majority opinion, once again, we're back into this article from the dailysignal.com written by Ryan T. Anderson and Hans von Spargowski. Let's see. Here on the Mike Church Show, Rick Barrett of the Bear Brief filling in. On the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Best of will follow my show today. Tomorrow morning, Joe and Joe bring the front line to morning drive time. It's going to be a good time. Man, talk about two guys who don't need coffee. These guys are going to, I hope you can hold on tomorrow morning because Joe and Joe are going to bring it. I can't wait. They're going to be awesome. They're going to be filling in for Mike tomorrow as he takes care of some personal matters. So, back into this article from the Daily Signal. The majority opinion by Gorsuch upended more than five decades of prior precedents, was only 33 pages long. Alito, joined by Justice Thomas, filed a blistering dissent. Alito and Thomas are probably the two smartest ones on the court. I mean, I hold no secret that Justice Thomas is my favorite justice, right? My favorite justice. I said that King wasn't perfect. All right. I said King wasn't perfect, but I don't think he would have been into trannies. So this dissent. Quote, there is only one word that the court has done today. Legislation. Alito continued. He pointed out that the majority's claim that it is, quote, merely enforcing the terms of the statute is preposterous. Yeah, because they're interpreting. Well, somebody in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, Justice Thomas has flaws. My retort to that is, Justice Thomas, yet a man? We all have flaws. As Alito undisputedly says, quote, if every single American had been surveyed in 1964, it would have been hard to find any who thought that discrimination because of sex meant discrimination because of sexual orientation. Not the mention of gender identity, a concept that was essentially unknown at the time. The majority tries to, quote, unquote, pass off its decision as just an application of the terms of sex, quote, unquote, in Title 12, claiming it is applying the textualism championed by the late Justice Antonin Scalia. But according to Alito, that claim, in the majority's opinion, is, quote, unquote, like a pirate ship. Is it like the Black Pearl? He continued, it sails under a textualist flag, but what it actually represents is a theory of statutory interpretation that Justice Scalia exhorted. The theory that the court should, quote unquote, update old statutes so that they better reflect the current values of society. The idea here is that these older statutes are outdated, and it is up to these nine lawyers in the black dresses to update it for you. Alito continued and said the majority's arrogance, quote unquote, is breathtaking. Continuing, there is not a shred of evidence that any member of Congress interpreted the statutory text the way that Title 12 was enacted. Neither sexual orientation nor gender identity appear on the list of five specific grounds for discrimination in Title 12. Remember, I'll say it again. The left, the LGBT MAPQ movement, anybody who's into gender studies, i.e. all old ladies who own cats, would blab at you for days when you say, oh, well, you know, there's only two genders. There's only two sexes. Sex and gender are two different things. Gender is a binary construct that has nothing to do with sexual orientation. How did you lose this case? All you would have to do is say that. People on the other side, your honors, would tell you that sex and gender are two totally different things and they're not linked. So how can you discriminate based on sex when they don't even believe in that? What kind of idiots do we have on the defending this? This moron was able to come up with the defense in about 15 minutes. And when I say this moron, I mean me. Just highlight quote after quote after quote from any gender studies professor who for years told us that sex and gender were two different things. And if they're two different things, you cannot lump them in together and shove it into Title 12, saying that they're now one. And I said in the first hour, and I'm just repeating what Tucker Carlson said, the whole point of the Gorsuch mob was to intimidate the court. Mission accomplished. I mean, you already had Justice Roberts, who is so keen on protecting his legacy. He's about as stable as a reed, right? He'll bend any way the wind blows.